not so much a bonus, but it's more like...
Is it a bonus?
It's an extra, it's an addendum onto the Batman series.
An addendum?
Yes, an
addendum. Have you ever used the word addendum before?
When I was in court a couple of times, but no, of course, I'm joking. I've never used that word in my life, but we're doing it today for Batman the movie.
What does addendum mean?
Like an additional thing.
Why don't you just say an additional thing?
Because that it took longer to say that, and but I guess you having to strike up this conversation.
Thank you.
I mean, you didn't have to. You could just roll
with
it. I
mean, we've said a lot of different words to each other. Not once have you said the word addendum, and you just throw it in like you use it every other day.
I mean, we never had to say it until now.
I'm sure there would have been opportunity.
Well, I saved it for this time.
I feel like you've wasted it.
No, I feel like we had a pretty good discussion. All right, Dean. Batman the movie, released in 1966, starring Adam West and Burt Ward, Lee Merriweather, Cesar Romero, Burgess Meredith, and Frank Gorshin. It's actually released between the first and second season of the TV series. Have you seen any of the TV series of Batman?
I don't think so. Listen, I've got to be honest. I said I haven't seen this movie. I remember the end of this movie, though.
Really?
I think maybe I've seen, like, YouTube of it.
I remember one scene in particular. It's the only thing I remember from this film.
Yeah.
And it involves a shark.
Yes. Shark. I mean, maybe I have seen it. Because I remember the shark stuff. I remember the bomb stuff. I just figured they were all clips from the TV show. Yeah. But I kind of feel like everything I've seen of this era of Batman is actually from the movie.
Okay. Well, that would make sense. Would you be interested in going to watch the Batman TV series?
No. Not even a little bit. I feel like I got everything I needed to out of this.
Pretty sure this sums it all up.
Interestingly, though, the movie, I believe, was actually filmed before season one.
No, that's not what I read, because they had whoever was playing Catwoman in the TV show, because it's not the person who plays Catwoman.
Oh, you're right. It's yeah. Julie Naymar.
Yeah, that's right. And Lee Merriweather came on because I think Julie Naymar was on a... She'd already scheduled to do a different movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's one of my trivias. So
yeah, I did read something that said it was pushed back and due to the popularity of the show, did better than expected, which is odd because the show only ran for 3 seasons. By all accounts, after season 2, it really wasn't popular.
Well, I guess they must have run out of ideas, honestly.
How could you run out of ideas?
They use a lot of the ideas in this movie. Anyway, let's continue on here. It had a budget of $1.3 million, and it was moderately successful at the box office. I don't know what it got, but I looked up, and it said it was moderately successful. So, don't have a box office return for this movie, unfortunately. But, according to the Fox records, the film needed to earn $3.2 million to break even in the rentals after the fact. And it made it.
So, whoa. So, they were relying on rental sales to break even.
Yeah.
So I don't think moderately successful is accurate then.
They needed $3.2 million to break even and they made $3.9 million in rentals.
I mean, it doesn't sound great.
It's equivalent to about $30 million in 2019. So,
in rentals?
Yeah.
I wonder how much the industry has been hurt by the lack of rentals now.
Extremely.
I never even thought of that. Like, I know, like, you hear streaming and stuff, but I thought more that was, while people are at home streaming more now, they've got bigger TVs, better sound, all that stuff, and movies are much more, you know, accessible now. I didn't think you're actually losing an entire market of rentals here.
Well, I feel like these streaming services, they pay the studios for their movies.
But if you look at the number of, I mean, I'm sure they do, but you look at the number of films on there, I can't imagine, like, it'd be that much, depending on the movie, obviously. But I'm like, you know, standard, you know, 90s film, how much is a Netflix paying to have it on their platform?
Yeah, see, I wouldn't know that, but I think I remember when they bought the Cloverfield project, they bought it for 50 mil, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah. So, is that a baseline? It could be. But yeah, like generic 90s movie, what, a couple of mil, maybe?
A couple of million dollars.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Millions of dollars.
I don't know. I'm totally spitballing here.
I think you're way off.
Well, give me a ballpark. Come on. What do you reckon? 100 grand?
1.5? I mean, it depends entirely on the film. Like, if you're thinking,
yeah,
like,
that's what I mean.
If you're thinking, like, Speed, what would Speed get for Netflix?
I don't know.
Is a movie like Speed gonna attract people to Netflix? Make people value Netflix?
No, I think the more newer released films are going to attract more people.
What about Pulp Fiction? Is Tarantino films on Netflix and stuff? I can see him being anti-streaming in
a
big way.
Didn't Hateful Eight come out as like a 4-part series?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's one. I don't know if the other ones are on there, honestly. Anyway, let's continue. No Oscar nominations for Batman the movie.
Shocking.
Yeah, shocking indeed. But let's get to the five bits of trivia I found here. So Julie Naymar, which we've already mentioned, she was Catwoman in the TV series, obviously doesn't appear in this film because she did not know about it and had to sign, and she'd already signed to film the racy comedy Monsieur Lecoq.
Racy.
Racy, apparently.
I need to look up this Julie Naymar.
I thought you were going to look up the movie, but don't go look that up because by the time she was informed, she couldn't get out of the other commitment. And in the end, that movie was abandoned and left unfinished.
I mean, honestly, I can't imagine the actual money loss would be that large. I think it's more like stardom. Although, she'd have the fame of being Catwoman, or sorry, the Catwoman in the show. Like, she'd still kill it at Comic Cons, I imagine.
I mean, that's probably what she's doing now.
I read that Adam West went to every San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes.
I was going to say comic book...
Comic book convention.
Yes. I was going to do a mixture of the long and abbreviated.
Sure.
But yeah. Anyway, Adam West went to like every San Diego Comic-Con for like, I think it was from 2007 till he died.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
My introduction to Adam West was Family Guy.
Yeah, me too. I had no idea who Adam West was.
He was great.
Yeah, he was good in that. It was awesome.
He's very funny.
Right, number two. Cesar Romero refused to shave his mustache during filming and it was covered with makeup.
It looks so stupid.
Oh, it is awful.
I've got to think though, whilst we watch it and think it's awful in our beautiful HD TVs, you got to remember people were watching like these little boxes of their TVs, you know? It was different. Quality was bad. I bet you couldn't tell back then.
I think you did.
I don't think so.
I reckon you definitely saw that mustache.
Maybe if you saw it in theaters, but I think on the, God, wouldn't it be VHS, on the...
The channel.
The channel.
Yeah.
God, you remember when like a movie coming out on free-to-air TV was a big deal?
Oh, you'd set your time up. I'd get the VCR, the video to record.
And you try and
forward through the ads.
Nah, the problem is like you'd try to not record the ads.
Yeah, pause.
Yeah.
Wait.
But then you'd forget, or at least my mum would forget, to like hit re-record when it started. Yeah. So sometimes you'd miss entire chunks of a film.
Yeah. And I remember when they came out with VCRs that could extend the length of the video itself.
Mm.
And so you do that and I get like six movies on one video and then I have more written down on the little video and like the times that would come. So because some of those VCRs would actually have times when you fast forward, like fast forward to this time and this movie starts.
But then you'd like cross out what was written there and over tape with something else, cross that out and tape something else.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
Man, kids now have it so easy. Oh. I would say too easy though, because they don't value a film anymore. Because they have every film at the tip of their fingers.
It's like when you wanted to have a bit of music, a song on your tape, you'd have to wait until it was on the radio and like record it like off the radio.
Mm. It's remarkably similar to that, Hendo.
It is. All right, number three. Scene shot in the arch criminal's headquarters lair was filmed on a Dutch angle. Did you notice this?
Yes.
Yes. This was intentional and was meant to show that the four villains were crooked.
Nice.
That's okay. Deep.
It's interesting. Yeah, it was different. I mean, I didn't hate it.
I didn't even register for me.
Oh, you didn't notice?
And I read this before I watched the movie.
How could you not? It looks like they're on a ship that's like...
Okay, I take that back.
At an angle.
There was one scene I noticed where it was on an angle. I'm like, oh, that's right.
It's like, are they walking up a ramp? Because of the angles, Hendo.
I got it.
Okay, you looked really confused though.
If you were playing for a joke, because it wasn't funny. All right, number four here. The movie was scheduled to premiere in Austin, Texas on August 1st in 1966. It was postponed, however, because earlier the same day, a former Marine named Charles Whitman went to the observation deck of the school's clock tower and opened fire on the campus, killing 16 people and wounding 32 before being shot to death by police.
Thank you for bringing that up, Endo.
Well, it's a piece of trivia. It's an interesting fact.
Is it? I mean, I feel like this shouldn't even be a fact about this movie. It's more like, hey, this really horrific thing happened. And by the way, some movies had to get postponed.
Well, if we were talking about that thing as the main thing we were talking about, then yes. But because we're talking about Batman the movie, that's the main reason.
I feel like if we were doing an episode on this Whitmore fellow, it would be inappropriate to talk about Batman.
It's never inappropriate to talk about Batman.
Wow.
Especially Adam West Batman.
I like where your head's at, Hendo.
All right. And number five, a follow-up film was at one point considered. The film would have released between seasons 2 and 3 and would have been used to introduce Barbara Gordon, Batgirl, and make use of a Batplane.
I mean, they already have a Batcopter. What difference would a Batplane make?
I mean, there's so many bat everything in this movie. There's Bat Ladder, for God's sake.
Bat Ladder. Are you sure it was Bat Ladder?
Oh, it said Bat Ladder on it.
Oh, it was marked.
Yes, it was.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if he borrowed it from someone else, like Alfred maybe. He seems like a latter sort of guy. But no, it was Batman's.
Yeah, but
do you reckon, hold on, do you reckon Bruce Wayne is allowed to use Batman stuff? Do you reckon he's ever like in his mansion like, man, I could use a ladder. Oh, there's one downstairs. Can't use it though. No, it's Batman's.
Can't use it.
Mm. What a waste. What but a waste of labels. Do you reckon in his fridge, like Bruce Wayne opens up his fridge and there's like Batman drink or Bat drink, I should say.
No, because that would be downstairs in the Batcave.
Bruce. Yeah, you're right.
Imagine a guest came over. Yeah. Can you just get me a drink?
Did you want the Bat drink? No.
But due to waning interest in the series during season two, which was
ultimately. Did you just say cuts, waning interest?
Waning. The waning interest.
Nice. Yeah. Was it the Bruce waning interest? You didn't even get where I was going with that.
No, I didn't.
I was just like, oh, he doesn't get it. I'm going to have to literally say Bruce Wayne for you to get this joke.
Bravo. That's good. Good, good. Yeah, they obviously scrapped the plans for the second film. But in terms of scores here, IMDb give it a 6.5 out of 29,000 ratings. So, lowish.
Yeah, I think the TV show has like a 7.0. So, by that metric, TV show is better.
Well, that might give you a reason to go watch the show.
Maybe we could do another... what do you call it? Adderall?
Adderall! Addendum.
Addendum. We could do another addendum and watch every episode week by week of the Batman TV show.
Well, I'll let you know my thoughts on this film at the end and whether I really want to do that.
I feel like you just did.
I feel like you did earlier too.
What do you mean?
When I said, would you like to watch this show? And you went, no!
No!
It wasn't even a, no. It's a...
Listen, if we're going to watch a Batman TV show, we're watching Batman the Animated Series, which we actually should do one day.
Of course. We don't do enough Batman. We should watch Batman. Give it a rest, Dean. Jesus.
It'd be fun.
All right, let's get into Batman the movie, mate. Yeah, so these opening titles, they were vintage 60s movie titles. Really reminded me of the old school James Bond films.
I mean, you've skipped my first notes here.
Wow, all right. It's going to be one of these nights, is it?
Let's get in depth, okay? I hope you've got time tonight.
I'm not going anywhere.
We get text coming up thanking crime fighters everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
What? I'm looking at it. I was like, is this serious? Like, are they legitimately, sincerely thanking people who fight criminals here? I think they are.
This is something I was teetering on throughout the majority of this film. Is this... Are the people who made this film taking this seriously?
They are taking the piss. This is a comedy.
Yes, I realized that as I was watching some of these things that were happening, and I was like, "Oh, this isn't like a serious thing they're doing here."
Sometimes you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Or the other one later on when they're talking about the clues, and they rattle off the terrible clues. He's like, "It's the only possible way." It's like, "All right, this is they're clearly taking the piss."
This is a comedy.
Yeah, it is a comedy.
This is a fun film that they're making aimed at kids.
It has to be.
Yeah, aimed at kids. That is funny.
Yeah.
They're not being serious
I'm
here.
Telling you what, I laughed a lot. And I'm talking out loud laughing during this film.
So it was an effective film.
It was starting off as how bad this is. This is ridiculous. But once I realized that, yes, they are making fun of themselves. This is taking a piss. I embrace the laughter.
Did you ever watch the cartoon that had Adam West and Burt Ward?
I watched
that movie. I don't remember what it was called. A couple of years ago it came out.
Yeah.
And it's basically like, it's like this, but an animated film released 2 years ago.
Yeah. So when I was doing the movie watching challenge, when I smashed through all those DC films.
When did Adam West die?
A couple of years ago.
17?
I don't know.
19?
I don't know. Do you want me to say it again when you say 18?
Damn, you beat me to it.
Yeah. One of them was Batman versus Two-Face.
That one. Yep. Yeah. It was that one.
But there was two of them. I think the Cape Crusader or something.
Oh, it was that one. I take the Two-Face back.
But there was two of them.
The Cape
William
Crusader.
Shatner was in it.
The Cape Crusader was the one I was talking about.
Yeah. I watched them both when I was smashing through DC animated films. I don't remember what I gave them. I think maybe mid-tier.
Mm. Cape Crusader is really funny.
It's definitely that campy style.
Because if you are unsure watching this, if they are taking the piss, there's no doubt what's going on in the Cape Crusader.
I feel like I would need to watch that again to really embrace the campiness.
To appreciate it.
Yeah,
to
sure.
find the subtle nuances
of it.
Yeah,
bump it up that half star.
The addendums, if you will.
So apparently there's trouble on a boat, right? Now, they have their slidey poles in this.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
What happens if they go down the wrong pole?
Then they get in the wrong clothes. Okay,
Quite tight on Bruce.
How could they go down the wrong pole when they're clearly labeled the bat pole and the dick pole? Because of Dick Grayson.
But how come you said bat pole and not Robin pole?
Well, it'd be
robbing that pole.
He would be robbing that pole all up and down.
would be Robin that dick pole.
It'd be the Rob pole.
The Rob pole.
Yeah.
And the bat pole.
Yeah.
Can I be the Bruce pole?
And the dick pole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, stuff like this. As soon as you see this, where they are expecting people to believe you can slide down a pole and get fully dressed.
And it never shows it. He just slides it and he's Batman.
Although, I'm pretty sure they did that in like Batman Forever.
I don't think they did.
It wasn't a fireman pole, but he like goes into a thing and comes out. Like goes down a slide and comes out as Batman.
Yeah, when he's in his chair at the office.
Yeah.
Does he come out as Batman?
Pretty sure he does.
Wish they'd shown it.
Hmm.
Batman in the daytime is very weird looking, I must say. I'm so used to always in the night.
There is so much daytime Batman.
It is all daytime Batman in this, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a great point. It probably is because they save on lighting, I guess.
Yeah.
You see more.
Yeah, you want to have a bright, fun movie.
Do you think it was weird seeing Alfred Garden with his lady friend, I might add? I think we need a full movie with Alfred and his lady friend Gardner.
I'll pass on that, thank you.
Alfred has zero personality in this.
I didn't even remember that part. The first time I remember seeing Alfred was when he's like walking down the stairs at one point.
No, he's gardening.
Like, oh, that's Alfred.
He's gardening.
Didn't even realize it was Alfred.
I mean,
I'm like, that's not Michael Goff.
Makes Michael Goff look good.
Shall I prepare a sandwich, sir? Yeah, I mentioned bat ladder. It's attached to the bat copter. He's not going to lose the bat ladder.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Maybe it would get cut off, though.
Get another bat ladder.
And we get like the na-na-na-na-na-na-na Batman in this.
Is it around this time when he's in the copter?
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks ridiculous.
I thought the weird face
thing. This is what I thought was weird. He has a bat cave. The bat chopper does not live in the bat cave.
No.
He has unlimited funds, Bruce Wayne. He can't make a place for the bat chopper. He has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
He has to drive his car to get to the bat chopper.
He does it with a boat too.
It's like,
you have a little private dock as well. When he goes to get the bat boat, there's a pole to go down to the bottom when there's stairs going up and a little ladder thing going up as well. Got to have the pole.
You know what is worse than bat nipples?
I mean, that's a hard question.
Bat eyebrows. Those little drawn-on lines that are on this suit, I can't stand.
I never even saw them.
I mean, don't say you didn't see them unless you didn't watch the film.
I'd never noticed the eyebrows.
It's like iconic for this costume. Those stupid, like, thin line eyebrows.
I'd have to look at it again.
They are terrible.
I never even noticed it. Is it on Robin too?
No, he's got the mask.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. I love how it's just, no one knows who these people are. So it's this fucking tiny little mask.
Batman, it's me, Barbara. How good is that? Well, so, okay, they're in this chopper. They're looking for this boat,
yeah,
if you will. It looks like Robin deliberately dunks Batman and laughs about it. And I thought, wow, Robin's been pretty funny here.
Yeah.
And then later on, I was like, oh, no, the boat disappears.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say before. Like, it shows Batman, like, the point of view of Batman going to the boat, and then it just fades to water. I'm like, what just happened there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It disappears. That was their master plan, that Batman would be lowering himself down. They would, you know, disappear the boat.
Yep.
Is this a submarine? Is that what happens? It just... No, it's a... It is a hologram.
Yeah.
They make the boat disappear and he ends up getting in water with a shark.
No.
No.
A rubber flippy floppy shark. Mate, I was in hysterics watching this. Like, this is insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's... How is... This is when you know they're not being serious.
Get the bat shark repellent spray.
Yeah, come on. The bat shark repellent.
Yeah. And the way Robin comes down, then like hangs upside down to give it to him, he's like right there anyway. I got to hang upside down to give it to you. Man, it was ridiculous. And the fucking shark blew up. I was like, what? Oh, that was gold. I actually like burst out laughing like that. That was so funny.
Yeah. No, I mean, I got to admit, I wasn't as chuffed as you.
But this is me laughing at the film at this point. I'm like, they can't be serious. This thing just blew up out of nowhere. I mean, they make an excuse for it later. Like,
it swallowed a mine.
Yeah. It's like it literally touched the water and blew up.
And explodes.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're introduced to Kitka.
Yes.
Who is the Catwoman.
Did you know it was Catwoman at this point? I had a feeling.
I had a feeling as well.
Yeah.
I could not get past her disguise in this. This Russian, you know, what has she got on? Her hair's up, I guess. That's her big disguise.
Yep.
That she isn't Catwoman. I mean, I guess Catwoman has this stupid mask as well.
It's all like these tiny little masks just can conceal everyone's identities.
Yeah, yeah. Kitka. She's not bad. I don't mind Lee Merriweather.
She's good. plays well next to Adam West.
I love the crowd reaction when she asks Batman to take off the mask. It's just like,
oh my God.
What? Who are you? You can't ask Batman that. He's Batman.
He's Batman. I love how you get the camera footage of the villains here. And it's like the same backdrop for all of them. I was half expecting for that to be where they are in the movie. Like, let's just get a quick shot of each of them.
Yep.
Like, and the way they describe them, the Joker, always doing tricks and all that. Like, really?
I love that the reason they're showing that is because it's like, right, there's this criminal activity.
Which one is it?
Let's pull up the known criminals who aren't in prison right now. And there's all of them.
Yeah. And I love it. They're like, we need to figure out which one of these did this. And then they're like, wait a minute. I got attacked by a shark. It was quite fishy. Penguin.
Oh, and then that's Robert,
and then Robert's
right.
Like, and it was out at sea. C is for Catwoman. I'm like, what?
Wow. Yeah.
Are you joking?
That's when I was just like, what?
Yeah. And the shark was pulling my leg like a joke. The Joker.
It all adds up to one sinister riddle. The Riddler.
No. He goes, sinister riddle. The Riddler. Like, I'm just going, wow. Like, wow. Seriously,
it was
guys.
So good. I love this book.
I couldn't believe it. I actually literally went back and just typed that whole thing, like, this actually just happened.
That's great. But we do see the four villains here, and we get one of them saying, ahoy, Catwoman. And she's like, how many times have I told you not to use my real name in public?
I mean, every scene with these villains is just, they're all hamming it up. They're all just way over the top.
It's great. I love that they're all colourful characters.
They have to be. Yeah. Like you said, this is a kid's film, and you need to have all the different colours of the rainbow out there.
Rank the villains in this film.
I think the Riddler's last. He's useless in this film.
The Riddler is definitely last.
Yes. Joker would be next. He kind of does nothing too.
I got to say, I was massively disappointed with the Joker. I think the Penguin is easily number one.
I'd have to say, yeah, he's easily like the number one villain. Like he controls
great.
Everything.
Like Catwoman has the dual personality, the undercover stuff going for her, which is good.
Yeah.
But I just think as a villain, Penguin is great in this.
He has everything. This is all of his gadgets. He has all the henchmen there. They're all part of him. And the other two, they do nothing.
Yeah. Like Riddler actually does nothing, and Joker, at least Joker
Riddler
says.
Riddler does worse than nothing. He literally gives Batman riddles, clues to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And one time they use it as a trap, which works magnificently. But every other time it's like, hey, we're here, by the way.
In fairness, the Riddler in Batman Forever did this as well.
Yeah, but what's their plan here? Is their plan to kill Batman?
Yeah, they want to kill Batman.
I mean, they could have done it so many different ways, so many different times. I love it how Batman and Robin are doing their investigation in the Batcave. Why are they still in costume? Why are they calling each other Batman and Robin with their bat analysis, bat water shrinkage machine? There's no one else there. Like maybe Alfred pops in, but they're in their uniform. And even later, when they're doing the dehydration and that, they've got like scientist clothes on with the cape over the top and the mask over the... and the utility belt.
I know.
What?
I know. Their doctor gear was ridiculous. I'm just trying to think, in other movies, do people refer to Batman as Batman in the Batcave if they know who he is?
Who else is in the Batcave?
Does Alfred ever call Batman Batman? Nah, no, it's always Bruce.
Yeah, Master Bruce and Master Dick.
Nice. Does Robin in the Forever or Batman and Robin films ever say Batman?
No.
I don't think so.
No. I love classic 60s uses of computers here. I'll just go and put this into the data. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. Like, wow. Really?
Yeah. So they get on a speedboat now.
Yes.
They're going towards the buoy that they've realized is giving out a hologram, an illusion, which is just like a desert mirage, apparently.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
Nope. Not at all.
No.
And then they like start getting attacked by these torpedoes that are so slow.
Yeah.
They're like, what are they doing? Torpedoes are meant to be like
magnetized to this buoy.
That's right. Like, they're stuck.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. And using like the bat pulse or something to blow up the torpedoes.
What is on Batman and Robin that's magnets?
Their utility belt.
Like
Robin even says it.
It's a belt.
Just undo it.
It's not like it's, you know, Batman in the Dark Knight where got the full-on Kevlar and you
This is amazing, right? He's got his bat pulsing machine. Third torpedo's coming. And he's like, oh, the batteries are dead. It's like, get fucked. Like, no way. And it's like, you don't see it. It blows up. And then they're onshore. It's like, how lucky was it that porpoise dived in front of the torpedo? I'm like,
I didn't get why the villains kept doing the same thing. Like, they would shoot one, yep, and Batman would get rid of it. They shoot another, Batman gets rid of it. And I'm like, oh, I know what'll get them. A third torpedo. Yeah,
let's do it.
It's like, what are they doing?
Wait, this one's getting through. They're like, man, it's ridiculous. So ridiculous that it's hilarious.
How good. Now, we talked about Catwoman's alter ego.
Yeah.
Kitka.
Are you talking about P.N. Gwynn?
P.N. Gwynn.
It's like, not subtle at all, mate.
Wow. I love it. I love it.
Batman, P.N. Gwynn. Yes, the Penguin. What do you make of all of Robin's holy something, Batman? Because this one stood out a lot. When he's like,
which one?
Holy Polaris, Batman. And then the rocket with the Polaris comes out of the water then. He didn't see that shit beforehand.
Wow. Goofs.
Oh, there's a lot of goofs, I reckon, in this movie.
Okay, let's get to the riddle that appears in the sky here.
Yeah, he's like, it's writing a riddle. Bang. Just on the screen, this, like, novel.
Paragraph.
Yeah, novel. And it's perfect.
All right. What does a turkey do when he flies upside down? What weighs 6 ounces, sits in a tree, and is very dangerous? He gobbles up. Is what a turkey does.
Yeah.
And the other one is
a bird with a machine gun.
A sparrow with a machine gun.
And then they go, but the machine gun doesn't make any sense.
What gobbles up a bird in a tree? A cat. Catwoman. I was like, huh?
Where'd the machine gun come from?
What? That's so good.
But they also say here, yeah, Catwoman is part of it. Didn't they already know that from before when it's like, C is for Catwoman?
I wrote the same thing down. Yeah. I was like, they already know this. Why are they acting like this is new information for them?
It doesn't make any sense. Oh, this is where I noticed that when they go to the Batpole again, it even says on the wall, access to Batcave.
It's got to be behind a secret entrance or
something.
It is,
yeah. But, when it opens, but the only people who need to go to the Batcave already know it's the Batcave.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is true.
Here's another classic clue here. Yep. He's talking about the Russian? A Russian will slip on the banana peel and break their neck. And he's like, and Batman's like, it's the only possible meaning.
Yeah, it's like, what's yellow and writes? A ballpoint banana.
What?
What are they even doing at this point? Yeah. How is this relevant?
So this is the first and maybe only time that we see Batman go up the pole. Does he change into Bruce Wayne's clothes as he goes up?
You tell me.
I think he does.
Did he?
He must. Do you think it's like, slides down, stops halfway, quickly puts his gear on, and then slides back down? Or do you think it's all attached to the pole, and as he slides, he goes, thump, straight into it?
Well, you can't. You'd have to let go of the pole. I guess you could hold on to your arms, let go of your legs wrapping around it to get in, and then let go of your arms and use your legs to slide down to get into the rest of it.
Seems complicated.
Seems plausible. We see Alfred driving the Batmobile in this film.
Yeah, really inconspicuous as well, like directly behind them.
Yeah. Like, surely if anyone sees Alfred driving the Batmobile, kind of gives away the secret identity, doesn't
it? Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They haven't really thought this through.
But you got Alfred and Robin here just, like, completely creeping on Bruce and Kitka. Like, there are sexual innuendos. Oh, yeah. Like, there's no tomorrow. Calm down. Like, there's no tomorrow. It's like,
Robin is tame. He's like, okay, we can't be watching this anymore.
Yeah. Alfred's enjoying it. I mean, really, it's the 60s.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy for Alfred to access certain things.
What are these villains doing on these umbrellas? Are they like witches?
Yes.
This is like...
terrible.
Wizard of Oz.
Terrible.
What was this?
I don't know. They really like... they must, in the writer's room, and I use that term loosely, they must have just been like, let's brainstorm everything we can do and then make sure everything goes in.
Everyone put...
it doesn't make sense.
Everyone put any ideas you can think of into a pile.
Yep.
We'll just pull it out, and this is what we're going to do for this scene.
Yep.
Boom. What are we going to... how are we going to get them to Bruce? At umbrellas? Done.
Sold.
Yeah. So they all beat up Bruce Wayne and take him here, right? Robin and Alfred finally realize what's up. Did you realize that Alfred is wearing a mask under his glasses?
No.
Yes?
Well, this explains the Batmobile driving.
There you go. He's got a little Robin mask under his glass, and his glasses are on top.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's terrible. What do you think of Adam West's on-screen kissing abilities with the Catwoman here? He does not move his mouth. She is kissing normally, and he's just like...
he's doing a little Val Kilmer Batman face.
I don't know what he was doing. It was very off-putting.
So after back and forth of little trying to trick Bruce Wayne here, he escaped. How funny was that dummy boing out the window? Hilarious.
Yeah, that's good.
And their plan is like, yeah, we'll set up a Joker trap to step on this and he'll fly out the window and he'll be blown up by one of my exploding octopuses.
Yeah.
Just shoot him.
Dude, yeah, he's right there, tied up.
Oh, no, they're not trying to kill Bruce Wayne. Yeah, they're waiting for Batman.
This is true, actually. So,
when Batman gets here, when he opens the door, unload a machine gun.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, Jesus. What do you think of the dehydrating?
I mean, it's just so inconsistent. Like, why do the goons all turn into grey dust and the world leaders all turn into multicolored dust?
Because they need to separate them later.
And why do the multicolored dust vials all contain different amounts at some point, and then by the end of it, they're all equal? Like, when it first happens,
and they're nitpicking here, sir.
Also, when they're like using a dust, like a brush and pan to scoop them up, what if they forget a piece of dust?
They do. They literally have Penguin and Catwoman scooping it up, and they're like, be careful here. And then she's like pouring it in, like, just flies away.
Yeah.
I'm like, that guy just lost an arm.
Yeah, they don't care.
Imagine if you dehydrate him and he's like, you rehydrate him, he's like, that's my dick.
Like, if you dehydrate a speaking of shriveled, if you dehydrate a grape, it turns into a sultana, right? It doesn't turn into dust, into ash. This doesn't make any sense. Taking the water out of something does not make it dust.
Again,
fluorescent colored dust, mind you.
This film is taking the piss, all right? Just keep that in mind.
And like, a tiny amount of water comes out of them into the gun they're using, right? Is that meant to be the entirety of the water that's come out of them? Like, that's where the water's gone.
Yeah.
It's like this much in a canister.
Aren't
is the
70% water?
Is the total amount of water in a person.
Yeah.
So bad. Did you actually, we talked about the bomb earlier, but did you actually like him running around trying to get rid of the bomb?
Does it go for too long?
I like the ducks.
Like, you think it's over, but no, there's something else blocking him.
That's good.
I didn't like the whole, it explodes off screen. Like, oh, where's Batman? He's like, yeah, I hit under these metal things. Like, didn't need to happen.
You don't like Batman fake exploding off screen in films?
Did you ever think he had exploded?
I mean, I feel like this comes up in a later Batman film, Hendo. Dark Knight Rises would be one that comes to mind.
Yeah, and that was shit.
But we got Penguin dressed as a ship captain.
Immediately found out. And they say right to him, that's the Penguin. It's like, oh, I'm not the Penguin. I think you are, mate.
Pretty clear. Maybe take off your fake nose next time.
A monocle next time.
But good on him. It's not a bad plan. Like, even though they're aware that it's the Penguin, he gets into the Batcave.
Yeah, because they're like, all right, you'll come to the Batcave and we'll identify you there. It's like, if you are so suspect that it's Penguin, don't take him to your Batcave.
Yeah.
Man, these people are amazing detectives with the bloody clues they figure out, yet they can't figure out, maybe not take one of the villains who is trying to kill us to our secret hideout.
Yeah. So there's another riddle, and they figure out that they need to go to the United Nations. And then we get like this extended like period of them running through a city street in broad daylight.
No. Let's go back to that riddle, okay? This is easily the worst riddle of them all.
I mean, okay, go for it.
They end up talking about applesauce, and they talk about eggs, which results in unification, and an egg is like a container of hopes and dreams, and they end up coming with the United World Organization. And that's when Batman's like, it is the only possible reason, only possible explanation. I'm like, this is where I was like, okay, they have easily said to us, this is all bullshit.
Done.
Yep.
I'm glad you liked it, Hendo.
I haven't said that yet. Look, Penguin goes ahead and gasses all these guards, right?
Yes.
But they're not affected. I mean, he does say, just be careful. There's some gas still at the bottom of the ground here. There's fucking gas everywhere. All right.
Did the Penguin have a mask on?
No.
No.
Neither did the villains when they walked in.
Yeah. They're not remotely affected.
No, not at all.
Very strange. Even when these four villains actually get into the actual room.
What are you going to say here?
No one notices them. They walk in, the loudest, colorful characters you can imagine. They walk in, and one by one, even when they start dehydrating everyone, people are just talking like nothing is happening.
No one blinks an eye at what is going on.
Unreal. Kind of makes you wonder what, you know, is the norm at these meetings if this is, you know, not worth looking at.
Pretty much. Also, they're all speaking their own language. Do they understand each other?
No. Maybe that's the issue with the United Nations.
Yeah, they all need to get on the same path. But no one wants to learn the other language. It's ridiculous how much they celebrate all the time before they even realize that their mission has failed.
Who?
The villains.
Ah.
Every missile that goes and blows up, like, yeah, we got him. We got him. It's like, no, he's still there. All right, torpedo. Blows up. Yeah, we got him. It's like, you didn't get him. How about you find out that he's dead first before you go and celebrate?
I got nothing. I mean, what do you do with this film?
Exactly. You embrace it.
It's like, it's almost like an extreme, really bad Bond film, you know? There's so many cliches here that are just...
Yeah. And so this came out in 66. So there would have been, I think there was 4 Bond films by this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Bond is old.
Thunderball came out in 65.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
You Only Live Twice came out in 67. I know it all, mate. I love how he's like, when they're pulsing the sub, the submarine's underneath them, and they're hovering around it trying to like get it to rise.
Yep.
And like, don't destroy the sub. Nearly obliterate the sub. Like they go ahead and nearly destroy this sub. Where they're like, just a couple of pulses. Like, just take it easy. Nearly destroy the whole thing.
Well, it's not going up. But they're gonna do what they can to get this sub up.
They actually say, do not destroy the sub because that will destroy the world.
Do they destroy it?
They get bloody close to it.
But they don't do it. That vial that's like teetering on the edge of the table, just like,
yeah, whatever.
Won't fall. It's just like on a spring, like vroom, vroom, vroom.
What did you think of the long punch on with everyone?
I mean, too long.
Yes.
You can see the filmmakers just being like, right, we need to finish with a really massive action scene here. Just, it's like, and it's like one villain at a time for a while.
And it's classic, whop, and boom, later coming up, all that stuff.
I mean, I didn't mind
that. With the backdrop, you see the backdrop, it was just like a sheet behind them.
Yeah.
Of course.
What do you expect?
Yeah.
It was fine, it was just too long. And like, I think Catwoman gets the better of them pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like, we're literally talking hand-to-hand combat here. They're not using weapons.
And Penguin, Burgess Meredith, he's a really old bastard, and he goes toe-to-toe with Batman.
Yeah. I mean, Batman is not intimidating here.
No.
He's not the knight.
It's all in the day, mate.
It's so strange.
But yeah, vials get smashed. Catwoman gets found out. They wear those stupid costumes, like I said earlier.
Yep.
Takes forever for them to, you know, pop back up. They literally just stand there listening to water drip for a good 2-3 minutes. It was pretty long.
I don't think it was 3 minutes.
It felt like it.
Probably 10 seconds.
Did you feel like you needed to take a piss?
No.
I was listening to him like, I mean, if you're in the movies and heard that, I'd expect a couple of people to get up.
Can you imagine seeing this at the movies? I mean, if you saw it now, it'd be hilarious. People would be laughing nonstop.
Yeah. But I feel like at the time, people, this was their Batman.
Yeah, but Batman is not, they didn't have any alternative. Like, they had the really old one, which wasn't much better.
What's the really old one?
There's another TV show before Batman.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
oh,
like okay. Black and white, even more ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, I have seen some of it.
Should we do that?
No. No.
This is where I draw the line.
It is like this is fun. I don't think the original Batman series is fun.
Okay, fair enough. But I love how they're all arguing. They've kind of weirded them out with their different languages. And they're just like, let's leave conspicuously through the window.
Hmm.
And they proceed to open the window, get their batarang things, and just casually walk out the window. Well, that's not conspicuous. Just back out the room.
Yeah, and when they do the walking on the walls, it's like it's so obvious they're not going up and down. They've just flipped the camera.
They do that earlier on when they're going. Yeah. It's like they're clearly just walking along the ground.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that is it. Batman the movie, Dean.
Yes.
What's your final thoughts on this?
I don't know, man.
You said that last time.
I mean, this film, I don't know. Like, I feel like the Caped Crusader cartoon parodied this, like took this and made it funny and really made fun of it. Whereas this one, like, yes, it is being fun, but I don't think it's as self-aware as it needs to be. I think that everyone's so wooden. Like, not everyone. Adam West is so one note. And whilst that works sometimes when he plays the mayor on Family Guy, I don't think it works here. Like, I don't think he's a good Batman at all.
Okay.
It's a totally different tone than we're used to. I mean, I wasn't bored. It's nice and short. It's colourful. It's sort of a nice trip down memory lane to see where this stuff originated. But man, it's gotten so much better. I'm going 2 stars.
2 stars. Okay. I feel like this movie gradually got a little bit better for me as I went along and embraced the campiness. Like at the start, I was laughing at the movie. I think by the end of it, I was laughing with the movie. I agree with you. The parts where it's not trying to be campy, be stupid, basically, and you've got Adam West, who's not good.
Mm.
Burt Ward is also one note, but just in that Robin kind of way.
Yeah.
Burgess Meredith is good as the
Burgess Penguin. Meredith is good.
Joker's terrible. Riddler's terrible. Catwoman's good. I kind of equate this to the same campy level as Batman and Robin, honestly. I'm laughing out loud a lot in this movie, but I would not watch this again.
Nah, you couldn't.
I really would not watch
this
again.
You couldn't watch this
again. I've laughed at it once. I don't think I would laugh at it again if I was to watch it again. So I'm going 2.5 stars.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Do you like this more or Batman and Robin more?
See, if you put these both in front of me, I think I'm going to watch Batman and Robin again. For nostalgia purposes as well.
Yep.
Yeah. And I feel like this, it's a one and done. I had a laugh. Never going to watch it again.
Okay.
And that's it. Patrons, let us know if you watched Batman the movie at the same time as we did, because we'd like to know your thoughts on this.
Or ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a weird, weird film to watch.
Yeah, it is indeed. But glad I finally saw it. It is something to tick off that that movie watching bucket list, I guess.
Yeah, and me as well. Like, obviously, I'm a Batman fan. It's nice to have watched it. Maybe justify having the poster in my room when I was a kid, but...
Did your kids watch it? I mean, you did say that Ethan watched Passion of Joan of Arc.
I feel like he started watching it and ended up on his iPad pretty quick.
Okay.
I think he paid more attention to Passion of Joan of Arc. I think because he had to read it.
Ah, okay.
So it was constantly like, I have to read this.
Yeah.
Whereas Batman's just silliness for an hour and a half.
Fair enough. All right, patrons, that is the end of our Batman film series. Now, next week, we are doing our top 10 films of 2020. And as usual, as we do every year for the patrons, you get our full rankings of the 2020 list now.
Which will be much shorter than usual.
I have seen many more films than you, Dean. I don't know when you'll start talking.
I've maybe seen 30.
Yeah, I've seen more than double that.
Yeah.
We'll work out a system, though, as usual.
Pretty sure you saw like 180 one year.
Yeah,
and I saw like 100.
2019 was the big one.
Yeah.
I think I did 180, 190. But that is what we're doing next week. Now, coming up after that is our next series. You guys have voted on the poll, and the one that got the majority of the vote was the film series. And we wanted to do a film series that included one of the films from the top 250 that we've already done. And we had a discussion about that. And what film series are we going to be tackling, Dean?
Well, we settled on Terminator.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
And we've obviously already done the first Terminator,
mm-hmm.
So this will mean we'll incorporate T2 into our 250 breakdown,
yes.
And then we'll do Rise of the Machines, Salvation, Genesis, yes. And Dark Fate.
That's right. So got a big, long 5 weeks. 5 weeks.
Sure, yeah, 5 weeks.
Five weeks of Terminator films coming up. So that's what you're getting. Thank you very much, patrons, for checking this out. And we'll see you next week for our entire film rankings list of 2020.
Bye.